Greetings, social media wombles. I have made it to Midland Arts Centre in Birmingham. Slight bit of confusion when I first knew I was coming here, being the MAC, because I'm familiar with MAC being the Manchester Arts Centre. But no, it is in Birmingham, rehearsing in Birmingham, performing in Birmingham. So that makes a lot more sense. So I'm at Midland Arts Centre today to have the first meeting with the production team, and any production that takes place, whether it's a small community project or whether it's a stage play or it's a film or it's a festival, any live event that's going to take place starts in pre-planning. Once your pre-planning's done, you then start your pre-production. And your pre-production, I guess, tends to be, and I think this is a good example today, where the artistic team as a whole all come together for the first time. Lots of things will have been done for preparation. There could have been set design done. There will have been, you know, editorial done on the script. Scripts would have been sent out. You know, cast would have been engaged. But this very first day, for me, always signals the dawn of production, the pre-production process that tends to be the most rigidly and structured, laid out on a timeline, to the point where you go technical rehearsal, dress rehearsal, press if you're doing that sort of thing and there's a longevity to the run, or you're just going to do your performance. In this case, it's two performances on a single day on the 14th of May, outside St Martin's in the Bullring in Birmingham. And it's Food Crime, the musical, at least that's the working title at the moment. And so I was just having a look round there to make sure that I was actually walking in the right direction, and yes, I am. I can see it. And today's the real first time I've been able to look online for, you know, what is food crime and what is food fraud. And there's all sorts of stories, and the classic one that you've all probably heard of is the horse meat scandal. But from what I'm reading, that's just a tiny tip of the iceberg. I'm also realising that there's a plethora of puns to be had around food. And if you're a punner, I'd love to get in touch with you and let you loose on this topic, because it is a serious topic, but it's also something that I can see has a lot of humour to it, and it's finding the right way to bring out that humour that's going to be key. But the one thing I've had today coming over here is a chapter from a book called From Beef to Bull, awesome title, by a academic within the science and chemistry field, I believe. I'll be filling you in on this as I find out more, called Chris Smith. And I think with New Optimists, this project is going to be very much raising awareness of the science behind food crime, and telling the stories of how you detect food crime. It's going to be quite cool. It's kind of CSI supermarket. So almost at the MAC now. My role with the project, which is brilliant, is kind of following them along on their process, helping them with their social media, helping them understand the makeup of their own Twitter accounts and their own email databases, and helping them actually dialogue with them. In terms of you guys, social media wombles, it'd be fantastic if you're Birmingham based, get in touch with me if you want to be part of the journey. But apart from that, I'm just trying to illustrate within the industry and tell the story about what we're doing. So if you're also just about to go into pre-production, or you're in production, or you're about to open, please do get in touch if you've got a blog, or you're also audio booing, or you're podcasting. Let me know, of course, at PCM Creative across whichever platforms I'm on. do get in touch, do comment, and keep wombling.